Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto are reaffirming their commitment to reject trade protectionism. The leaders met at the North American Leaders Summit in Ottawa on Wednesday. U.S. President Barack Obama.
But we all believe that in an integrated global economy, the goal is not for us to try to shut ourselves off from the world, but rather to work together to raise standards around the world for workers and for the environment.
The United States, Canada, and Mexico account for almost 27% of the world's economic output. European leaders are beginning the process of carving out a future without Britain, wrapping up a summit in Brussels. British Prime Minister David Cameron addressed the group, which is calling on Britain to exit speedily from the bloc. They said the UK, or rather Britain, should not expect any membership benefits. The European Commission President, Donald Tusk.
We hope to have the UK as a close partner in the future. It is up to the British government to notify the European Council of the UK's intention to withdraw from the Union.
Donald Tusk. The chief of the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency says the triple suicide bombing at the Istanbul airport has the hallmarks of the Islamic State group. John Brennan warns the terror group may try the same thing in the U.S. Meantime, Turkey's prime minister is already blaming the Islamic State group for the attack that killed 42 and injured more than 200 others. Dorian Jones has our report.
Flags across Turkey were at half staff Wednesday as the country observed a day of mourning in the wake of Tuesday's triple suicide bombing attack at Istanbul's Atatürk International Airport. Within hours of